Chapter 3. Prompt. In Chinese mythology, the Dragon's Gate is located at the top of a waterfall, cascading from a legendary mountain. If a carp successfully makes the jump, it becomes a dragon. There were places where humans were not, and have never been, welcome. It was more than just a feeling. The rocks reached out to trip your feet, hoping to break your neck. The trees lashed out with branches and refused to burn when cut, hoping to see you freeze. The clear water abruptly turned polluted if it even suspected you wanted to drink. And then there was the weather. Nie Mingchui staggered when the heavenly lightning arced down towards him for the countless time. It was almost as if it realized that simply giving warning blows wasn't enough. Escalated to strikes with murderous intentions, and then, to its frustration, realizing that it wasn't as easy to kill him. At least, not by hitting him with lightning. Nie Mingchui rubbed his neck, where the scars of Jing Guangyao's treatment of him still remained. It was uncomfortable, having a weak point like that, especially one that was so obvious. But he supposed it was better than the alternative, of still being dead. In fact, this entire trip was only possible courtesy of the toughness of his resurrected body, courtesy of Wei Wuxian's only somewhat voluntary assistance. He tried to apologize later, but Wei Wuxian had only cried from laughter until he nearly choked himself to death. Apparently hearing Nie Mingchui refer to his little brother turning into a giant dragon in order to threaten people into doing what he wanted as being in a snit was all the payment he required. The Yilin Patriarch was a very strange man, Nie Mingchui decided, and sidestepped the next bout of lightning. The only problem with being a fierce corpse was that it depended on resentment, and for all that Nie Mingchui's temper was notorious, it was more like fireworks, burning bright but swift, than it was long-lasting. Unless he was continuously stimulated, he would be more inclined to forgive than hold a grudge. He shouldn't have forgiven Jing Guangyao. But his enemies were dead now, the author of his demise thoroughly destroyed in his name. There was very little to be resentful about. Nie Mingchui was not Wen Ying, who kept his grievances hidden so deeply inside his heart that even he himself did not know them. He was too straightforward for that. His resentments in life were slowly being relieved, one by one, and when they were gone, there would be nothing to keep him from entering the cycle of reincarnation. Nothing to keep him here, by Nie Huaisong's side. And that was intolerable. Nie Huaisong might be a dragon, his life longer than most cultivators. He might have access to that secret place where the Nie dragons retreated. He might be perfectly capable of executing a decade-long revenge plan. In the end, he was still Nie Mingchui's little brother. No one would be allowed to cause him pain, least of all Nie Mingchui himself. And so he'd come here, to this forbidden place, and braced himself for the agony of the journey. He'd been traveling for days already, maybe weeks. It was getting hard to tell. Fierce corpses, conscious or not, did not feel pain the same way, but pain was still quite possible. He'd been burned and stabbed and bludgeoned. He'd been attacked by purification in the same way he'd once attacked corpses himself, and it all hurt exactly as much as he thought it would. He wished he could have brought Basia with him. She wouldn't have put up with this nonsense. But this was something he had to do alone. He had nothing with him but the clothing on his back, the familiar clothing of the Nie sect leader he no longer was. And even that was being slowly ripped apart and peeled away from him as he climbed. His fingers were in agony as he gripped the rocks that turned cutting edges against him. His teeth were gritted as the water sprayed down at him in full force, and he did not let anything deter him. He would get to the top of this fucking waterfall. He'd say that he'd do it or die trying, but he was already dead. Failure was therefore not an option.
There is a type of immortality in reincarnation, you know,
the woman's voice said in his ear again.
You are already existing beyond the fated span of your life. Why not enjoy the time you have left, and then move on to try again? Why force yourself to stay in a body that cannot eat, cannot drink, cannot live?
I never was much of a glutton, Nie Mingtui said back, ignoring the way the water tried to drown him. He was a fierce corpse. He didn't actually need oxygen. The way his lungs strained and his mind panicked was only the memory of a prior life.
Or that much of a lecher. A half-life is fine, if I can accompany my brother to live a full one.
You're very stubborn, she sighed.
Nie Mingtui bared his teeth.
My sworn brother once said that he tried everything he could to tempt me. Women, liquor, riches, art, calligraphy, antiques, fine tea, and failed. You're going to need to try harder.
What if your next reincarnation could be guaranteed as auspicious? Your conduct was upright and righteous throughout your life, and even after death, you would be born into a family that loved you, with divine talent for cultivation and all the resources you could think of. You would have the opportunity to break your way into the heavens.
And if I accepted that, I would be worthy only of being reborn as a pig fit for slaughter,
Nie Mingtui said.
I already had that life. My family loved me, my talent was not bad, my resources extensive, and in the end, the only part of it that ever mattered was my father, who I avenged, and my brother, who avenged me. I am already decided. Go away, Baoshan Sanren. Don't you have your own chicks to worry about?
She was silent for a moment, as if surprised that he'd identified her. He'd suspected it from the first moment he saw her. The beautiful and arrogant Chikwa, the vermilion bird of the heaven, come down to watch him as he climbed this mountain, this waterfall. He didn't know why, but it suddenly all seemed to make sense. Who else would rescue children only to release them? What else could explain the inconsistencies of time, where little Xiao Xingqin would remember Wei Wuxian's mother as his Shuqie, even though she died long before the time he should have been born? Why else would all of her children be tagged with such terrible luck?
What if this hurts your brother? She said, abrupt in her question. You know the doom that has befallen each of my disciples once they leave my nest. What if this is more of the same? What if having you by his side is enough to doom him?
Have to hope for the best, Nie Mingtui said briefly.
He'd considered it, of course, and the idea worried him. He was going against the heavens here, and it wouldn't be too much to think that they'd seek revenge beyond merely inconveniencing him with some lightning. It was a risk, but he'd never stopped from taking the course of action he thought was right simply because of risk.
If fate turns against us, we can cross that bridge when we reach it. Why worry now?
He'd always been called a straightforward man, and it had irritated Jing Guangyao beyond words, whenever it turned out to be true. It seemed Baoshan Sanren had some of the same instincts, because she huffed and tossed her head, the beautiful fiery plumage streaming in the wind.
Stop making me like you, she said, her voice querulous. I'm supposed to be stopping you.
Nie Mingtui grinned.
It's not gonna happen, no matter what you offer or threaten. As I told you, I decided long ago that I would do this. Aren't I a cultivator? To cultivate is to fight against the heavens, to seek your own fate. This is the fate I've chosen. I will not be dissuaded.
His hand, which had been steadily reaching above him, finding a rock and pulling his body up after, reached up again and abruptly hit nothing but air. Mingtui squinted up, but could not see anything. The haze from the waterfall was too much. He reached again, stubborn, and this time he found that there wasn't any rock above him, but there was much further out. He'd reached the top. There was no more to climb. The only way forward was to leap.
Good luck, Baoshan Sanren said. I hope you make it.
Nie Mingtwe didn't hesitate. Far away in Gusu, Wei Wuxian looked up at the sky and said, "Oh shit! There's two of them!" But when Lan Wangji asked what he'd meant, he realized that he had no idea.